was an architecture and culture, and the founder and editor of this beautiful book series, The IT Revolution in Architecture, which discusses the influence of information technology in architecture. I have promised to keep it short, so Mr. Stanjo, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for inviting me and organizing this really beautiful conference. CAS, the QEDELFT, and the National Architecture Institute. Our scope here is to really share ideas, communicate to each other, sum up some of the important issues of the conference, and as well give the chance, we hope to be able to do that, to interact a little bit with all the other speakers, not only the keynote speakers of today. In order to play this game, and our point here is try to have as much interest and as much joy as possible out of this occasion, I decided to be quite short and at the same time a little dense. So I will try to be in my more or less 5 minutes, and I apologize a little bit to write, to read. I have to do that in order to be as fast as possible. The rule of the games are more or less the same that has been set yesterday by our main host, Dr. Aaron Betsy, that, as you know, is the director here, and then I think that the format that he designed yesterday was quite beautiful and worked extremely well, so we'll pretty much follow that format. So, let me address certain issues here of the conference that we are in. The conference has been named, as you well know, Game, Set, Match. So we are thinking all together about this issue. And the first question that I wanted to address is really why. Why are we interested in games? I think this is an important question for us to really try to answer or try to shape. Why are we interested in games? CAS put together the relationship between architecture of games, thinking of a set of rules within which behaviors can take place. This analogy between games and architecture is based on a set of rules within which behaviors can take place. Within this approach, architecture can be, of course, mutable, changeable, interactive. The question is, why should we be particularly interested in this? To answer to this question, why we are really interested in this idea of games, we must add a new idea, I think, or idea that can put up a bit more light on this topic. The problem and the idea is that one of the mental landscape. It means that for architects of our generation and of your generation, we are working to make an architecture that incorporates aspects and characteristics of computer modeling. In some way, there is an interest that the mental landscape that this generation is living is a mental landscape made out really a lot around electronics. So it is very natural that relationship between game and electronics and this kind of mental landscape that we inhabit in our everyday. That's one reason why talking about the games and discussing about games is so important. Yesterday, Kate Sellen put up another key concept in why we are interested in games. There is a generation of game that put into user hand the possibility to create their own environment. You can see this relationship immediately with CAS approach, CAS's professor, CAS's Seluz approach. They share the same methodology, they share techniques, they share the possibility, I'm quoting, to orient the practice of architecture towards an understanding and a shaping of user interaction. Another aspect that in the key talk of Kate Sellman yesterday was put up front was the key issue of imagination. She said we must imagine at first. And please try to be a little concentrated here, because imagination is really an important word and an extremely dense word. Imagination is also a rather dramatic act, particularly if imagination share the same terrain of art. Imagination is also the effort towards future, towards modernity. Is really, imagination can also be a really dramatic negation, and it implies, to a certain extent, the breaking of rules. And here, we found ourselves in a kind of contradiction, and we must address this contradiction. Imagine Marcel Duchamp. Marcel Duchamp is a key person in this discourse. Why is it so important? For two levels. First of all, for Marcel Duchamp, imagination is really breaking the rule on one side. Imagine the act to bring the water closet in the gallery is definitely about breaking the rule, breaking all the rules about how the art is perceived. But on the other side, is not Marcel Duchamp the person that stopped doing anything but playing chess for several years? Playing chess is all about moving within a set of rules. So within this apparent contradiction, on one side, breaking the rules and being negative, because this is a lot about art, the action of creating the new is a lot, the idea of breaking rules, and on the other side, living almost as a prisoner within the rules of the chess that was part of his life, is not an incredible contradiction, and is not a symbolic of what we as architects have to face. Imagination as part of art on one side and negation of rules on the other. This problem brings me directly at the center of the question. And brings me directly to Netherlands, believe it or not. Because the real thing, thinking from a perspective, and thinking what moment game became a really key issue in the architectural debate, we have to really think at a really large crisis. And the big crisis was in the moment when the paradigm of the modernity, of the industrial time, of the functionality, showed itself that was enough to address the issues of contemporary time. So I'm thinking, first of all, of Aldo Van Eyck. Aldo Van Eyck, as everybody knows, in the 50s, was known for his seminal work as young architect in making playgrounds. But I'm going to Netherlands again, because of course, Constant and the Situationist cannot be understood without an understanding of the force, of the importance, of the powerful of breaking certain rules and creating new rules about really this idea of the game. And then, of course, even Jana Bracken, that was lecturing here a week ago or so, on a way you can see all his star approach based on a continuous exchange between certain rules and certain user variation within that. So you understand how relevant game is for us. In other words, there is an historical necessity of thinking about game, using about game. This brings directly to John Fraser of the talk of today. I think that the issue of John Fraser today, and then I'm very much with him, is that there are issues, there are matters, there are problems that we must address within our work. And then he pointed out three major ones. One that was environmental, the other one was user community oriented, and the third was constructive. Within particularly, this last one moves Robert Edge with the idea of the model as a series of interactive decisions, and of course Bernard Cash with his idea of geometry that is at the same time an ethic, I would say, and definitely a philosophy, and many other things. I think that these three issues, the three issues that John Frazee pointed out, construction, environmental and user, are good, but one, at least one, is absolutely needed to add. This is the aesthetical dimension. We cannot do this work, we cannot be engaged with the total passion that we have in this new terrain without the effort to working at the most complex and higher level of human knowledge that is aesthetical. Try for a second to imagine about modernity of rationalism and functionalism without the aesthetic. The aesthetic was the blood that really gave life to the whole idea and to the whole effort that was behind that. I think that I had to finish without quoting nobody about this point, but likely my friend Mark Goldthorpe at the end of his talk touched about this point. So, coming at the end, that is why a series of reasons we need to think and elaborate on games. I can formulate then four answers why we need to think of games and why this wonderful, really wonderful, and we all thank you, guys, this wonderful conference is really needed and important. So we have to think of games at least for four reasons. One, because games incorporate the recursive, changeable architecture of our electronic system. Second, because games leave the user the possibility to construct their own ambient. Third, because through games it's possible to address crisis and in as an effort towards imagination and thinking in new direction. Number four, and this is in a way the most difficult one, and I can only state it, because game incorporates the metaphors and incorporates interactivity that are the horizon of our electronic aesthetic. Thank you. Now,